We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We just learned the Memra from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, from Shmuel, that you're allowed to squeeze an oven, you're allowed to squeeze grapes right into a kedera, into a pot, and the reason is because if you squeeze from a grape into food, it's considered oichel to oichel, it's not considered mashke from oichel. Schit is only a problem if you're taking out, extracting mashke, drink, from food, but if it's food to food, it's not a problem. So Gemara is going to discuss this topic of this, you know, this idea of being seichet something into a kedera, squeezing something into a kedera, if that's mutter or not. Most of Ravina. Ravina has a kasha from a braisa, a Mishnah actually in Tyrus. And the Mishnah says that Tommy mace shesachat zeisim va'anovim, a Tommy mace that squeezed zeisim va'anovim. So kebeya mechavenas tar. If it's exactly a beya, then it's tar, which means the juice is tar. Because the reason is, like Rashi explains, that a tummy mace is not metame anything with heset, with moving something. He's only talking about touching something. So he touches the zayis or the anavim or the grape, he touches it. So then that becomes tummy. But that can only be metame something else if it's the size of a beya. Less than the size of a beya does not have the power to metame something else. So if you have this grape or the zeis, and it's exactly a beya, once you start squeezing it and the juice comes out, it's less than a beya. So then the zeis that became tummy from the mace cannot make the juice tummy. Why? Because it's not the share of a beya. So kebeya mechavenas, if it's exactly a beya, then once you start squeezing it, then it's tahar. The juice is tahar because it's not enough of a shear to make it tummy. And the marmix of diik, which really refers to brisa there, but if the zayis or the grape was bigger than a beya, tamei, it makes the drink that comes out of it tamei, and when that mixes with something else, everything is tamei. So what's the kasha? The Gemara is assuming here, you're squeezing it into a kaderi, you're squeezing it into a pot with food in it. So Gemara is asking, if it has a shame, oichel, the thing is squeezing out, so how could it become tamei? I need hechsher, my is kasher. We know that there's a difference in food and drink, that drink becomes tamei, no problem. But food can only become tamei if it had hechsher, if it got wet. So here, the mashke coming out, but it doesn't have the same mashke, the same oichel, it needs hechsher. Where's this hechsher? So heck, you say it's tamei, it's not, no hechsher on it. So that was the kasha. So he answered the kasha himself. So Ravina himself, who asked the kasha, answers, Hu moisiv lo, hu mefarek lo. Then he answers, b'seichet l'seicha ka'aro. We're talking about over here, with Tumah Tyra is talking about you squeezed it into a plate without any food in it. There's no food in there, and therefore it's talking about mashka. Mashka doesn't need a hechsher, and therefore that's the case where it's tummy. Om Rav Yirmiyah, Kitanoi. Really, this idea, if you seichet something into food, if it's called oichel, or is it called mashka, is it called food or drink, is machlokes tanoim. That's what Rav Yirmiyah wants to tell us. Because it says in the Mishnah Maestros, someone who made a bunch of challah, you know, a bunch of dough here, shaped as challahs. Now, you want to make it shiny, so these days, you know, most people shine it with eggs. This baker, took grapes, and he shined the top of his challahs with grapes. Hamachlik ba'anovim. Loi hochsher. The oichel did not become hochsher, I did that, because it's not considered drink. Danovim is not considered mashke, so it can't be machshir. It can't be machshir the kikar, the loaves of bread. Rav Yehuda hochshir does come hochshir because I squeeze the grapes, it's grape juice, so it is hochshir. The loaves of bread become hochshir. What's the machlek? It's my lav alkem efki. One man de holds mar sovar mashke baloichel oichelu. One man de holds since I'm squeezing it onto the chalas, so it's oichel to oichel, and therefore has no shame mashke. There's no hechshir. No, it is called mashka, so it comes out. Shmuel's halacha is really machlekes tanoim. See here, clear. It's machlekes tanoim if you squeeze grapes onto loaves of bread, if it's machshirit or not. So the machlekes is a mashka or not. So really, this shail of Shmuel is machlekes tanoim. Omra Papa. Rav Papa says no. The kuli alma mashka bal eichel lav eichelhu. But etzem, everyone agrees that mashka comes to eichel, it's not eichel, it's a mashka. And why do you have to say this, Kuliyama? Because the Zman Yama says that's machshir, so it must be, you can't say Kuliyama holds that it is a oichel like Shmuel, because then you have a problem, why is it machshir? So if I care, Kuliyama holds not like Shmuel. Ha-mashka ba-oichel lav oichelu. It's not a oichel, it's really a mashka. So then why, what would be the tzad that shouldn't be a hechshir, shouldn't be machshir, the loaves of bread? Va-oicha, va-mashka ba-ole ibud kemifgi. The arguing, when I squeeze mashka onto something, juice or something that's aimed to get burnt up. Here, when it goes into the tanner, it gets burnt up. So is that called a mashke? Somebody's over the ibud. Masavar, Rav Yehuda holds that it's always holds hoksha, holds mashke, holds mashke. Masavar, Tanakama says it's not hoksha, holds, it's lav mashkehu. So we're coming out, if you're a papa, that it's not a machlekes tanoim, Shmuel, it's fakert, it's no one holds like Shmuel. A mashke bala oichel is a mashke, and that's why it should be really be machshir the loaves of bread. The only reason why it's not machshir over here, because it's hoilach li'ibud. Zok the Gemara, plukto dayan tanoim. This machlekes, hoilach li'ibud, is called a mashke, it's the same machlekes like the following tanoim. The title into the braisa. Hamefatzeya bezesim, someone who bangs olives in order to soften them. V'yadayim masavis, with his hands, when his hands were tamei, and stam yadayim, the chomim v'goyzer, are tamei, and therefore, they're tamei, because there's a shash, we consider them tamei. So here, he's banging the zeisim with his hands that weren't washed. Huchsha, the zeisim are huchsha, I did a mashkin, and they become tamei. And they become tummy from the Yadayim. Why are they hukshar? Because since you're trying to soften it, you want some of the juice to come out because that makes it sweeter. You want some of the juice comes out. Therefore, it's hukshar. The seif some melech. If you want to make it soft, in order that you should dip it into salt, it should be able to be dipped into salt. Lo hukshar. Then it's not hukshar if juice comes out, because in that case, he does not want any juice to come out. He doesn't want it to come out. So what about leida im higiyas esav limso ikum lav? What about a case that you're squeezing these banging and squeezing these zesim to know if it's ready for being to get pressed into oil? You want to know if it's ready. So there you do want something to come out, but you're only doing it to test it. Leida im limso, leida im higiyas esav limso ikum lav loy hukshar. Tanakama says not hukshar, and Rav Yehuda Omer hukshar it is hukshar. So that means when you're softening it, for sure you want the juice. It's for sure machshir. When you're making it soft for salt, then for sure you don't want anything to come out. Here, this is shiloh. What's the shiloh here? You want it to come out here. So what's the shiloh? What's the machlekes? In the case where I'm testing it to see if it's ready to be pressed, why is that a machlekes? My love, how come Masavar mashka imid liibud mashku. One man the Yama holds that mashka imid liibud is a mashka. Here you're squeezing it out. You're not using that shem. You're not using that oil. Masav la mashku, la mashku. So it's the same machlekes. This tanoim, like the machlekes tanoim by machlek, when you're smearing the top of the loaves of bread with anavim. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Gemara says no. Om Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua. You can say no. Hani tanoi b'mashka imid liibud pligi. You're right. This second machlekes with the zeisim. Is machlekes says if omer the ibud or not? But the first tanoim by machlek anovim really kuliyama is lava yichal. It's a mashka. So what's the machlekes? The mashka omer the tzachzuchay k'mefki. They're arguing there by mashka that's made to shine food. Rabbi Huda holds that's still called mashka, and therefore it's machshir. But Tanakama holds that since you only squeeze it out in order to shine the top of the bread, that's not called machsha. That's not called mashke. Like Rashi says, it's only called mashke if it's when it's squeezed out onto food, it's still drinkable or it's dippable. You could dip it, but if it goes straight into the bread and it just shines the bread, that is not called a mashke. So that's what comes out of Fiza. Now it's really come out of Fiza that we shouldn't pass like Shmuel, but the problem is we pass like Shmuel in Halacha Lamaisa. So there are girsis in the Gemara, different girsis in the Gemara, but even if you are girsis, you can say, because Shmuel holds the Mechalikas Tanoim before. And Machle Ravim, the Mechalikas Tanoim Gufa is, if you squeeze something into food, does it have a Shem Mashka or not? And we pass it like a Tanakama, it says, Loi Hukshar, so then it will be a riot that it's not Hukshar, it's not Mashka. And therefore, we could pass it in that a Mashka, but Loi Hukshar, Ka Eichel Domi, that's how we pass it, that you could squeeze a lemon onto a piece of fish, because you're squeezing straight from Eichel to Eichel, and it goes straight into it. But this halacha, you're not allowed to squeeze it onto a spoon in order to put it onto fish. That you're not allowed to do. It has to go straight into the food, and also that has to make the food better. It has to go straight into the food to make the food better, then it's mutter to do. Zog the Gemara weiter. Om Rav Zeira, Om Rav Chiyav Ashi, Om Rav. Seichet Odom Eskos Hanovim Seicha Kedei Rav Loi Seicha Ka'oro. He says the same thing like Shmuel. Rav passes the same way like Shmuel. You're allowed to squeeze a bunch of grapes into a pot, but not into a ka'oro, not into a plate with any food. And another halacha of a dog, letzirai filosech kara, a fish that has fish juice in it, you'll have to squeeze it out even into a plate. Why? What's the pshat? Because that's not called mashke. The fish juice is not called mashke. It's called oichel. And therefore, you're separating oichel from oichel. You're not making a mashke, and therefore it's mutter legamri. By a fish, to squeeze out the juice is mutter legamri, because that's food that I'm squeezing out. You also Rav Dimi Kamal Ha'Allah Hashmait. So Rav Dimi was sitting and saying over this memra. Omle Abayla Rav Dimi, Atum Shved Rav Mastin of Lekashchu. You say this memra about dog letziroi, that you let us squeeze the fish, you say it from Rav, you have no kashas. And now I'm saying Shmuel, Sin Lava Kashla. I say it, we have a Mesaira, Meshem Shmuel, and therefore we have a kasha on a different Shmuel. Since we have a Mesaira, Shmuel says dog letziroi is mutter, I have a kasha on it from a different Shmuel. Miyam Shmuel, dog letziroi, Yafil Sechikarov, Itma, we learned. Kvashim, Shesachtam, you have kvashim, it's like pickled vegetables, shesachta, we squeezed it, so it depends. I'm a rav, legufon, if you're squeezing it, legufon, which means to make it sweeter, to take off the extra extra mashkin around it, whatever the reason is, you're doing it to make the cucumber better, to make the pickle better, mutter. Limei mayim, but if you're squeezing out because you want the pickle juice, pato av aser. It's aser, it's pato av aser, but it's aser. Why is it not chayiv? So Rashi explains, because the mashke that's in those cucumbers came afterwards. They soaked it in that mashke. Therefore, it's not, according to Rashi, that's not the raisa if it's foreign mashke. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says the reason is because Rav holds, the only time it's the raisa is only by zeisim va'anovim, not by other fruits and vegetables. But Kapanon says, the gufon, if I'm squeezing out because I have excess water, I want to get it out, it's mutter. Le'meyem, if I'm trying to get the juice out, part of asa. V'shlokos, shlokos is cooked vegetables, not pickled, cooked vegetables. Bein le'gufon, bein le'meyem mutter. Sai le'gufon, sai le'meyem is mutter. Why? Because there, whatever comes out of it is food. And therefore, it's mutter. The gufon, if I'm squeezing out the excess water, it's mutter. If I want the juice that comes out of it, part of asa, because he holds that by shlokos is not called oichel, it's called mashke. So what's the kasha? Dog letziroi is similar, fish juice is similar to cooked vegetables. And Shmuel says it's asa, so it's stira, Shmuel and Shmuel. But if you hold that Rav is the one who said dog letziroi, it's very good, stems very good. Just like shlokos is mutter, dog letziroi is mutter. Amalei, so he answered him back. Rav Dimi answered him back, Halikim, it's Lashon Shvua, Einai Ro'u V'loi Zar. Mepumei Rav Yirmiyah Shmilei. It was, I saw myself, not a Zar. I heard it straight from Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira and Rav Ashi. Rav Chiyah Ashi and Rav. Straight from Rav. So I know it's Rav who said it. Don't worry about it. It's not Shmuel. It was Rav. I know it's Rav who said it. So the Gemara, I think we're going to go back to just the thing we just learned about the pickled vegetables and the cooked vegetables. And Zeis Venov, let's see. Gufa. Kvashim Shesachtam. You have pickled vegetables that you squeeze. I'm a Rav the Gufa Mutter. If you squeeze it because it's excess water, it's Mutter Lemimeyim. Patav Asa. For its juice, you want the juice, it's Patav Asa. Like we said before, Rashi learns Patav Asa because it's not natural juice. It came from somewhere else. Ushlokois, he says, and cooked vegetables, Ben Legufa, Ben Lemimeyim Mutter. You let it squeeze it. Why? Because it's not Mashke, it's Oichel. Have the same din that if it's the excess water taking out of it, that's mutter. But you need the juice. It's part of also. Rabbi Yechon Amar Echa Kvashim Echa Shlokos to Gufa Mutter Lemei Mayhem Chayiv Chatas. The new dargi. He also says Chayiv Chatas. When I squeeze pickles for the pickle juice, when I squeeze a vegetable for the juice that comes out of it, not only is it also Chayiv Chatas. Chayiv Chatas. If he Rashi the pshat is because he holds that even if it comes from a foreign place, it's still chayiv chatas. And if he Tosfos has to be there, Rabbi Yechon holds even not zeis v'anoven could be chayiv chatas. And Tosfos says that even dag letziroi could be is chayiv chatas according to Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara weiter, meis ve'asu kasha. It says in the Braisa, soichatim kvashim shabbos erech shabbos. Let it squeeze pickles on shabbos erech shabbos. Aveloy le'matz shabbos. Now do for matz shabbos. And the Brayis says further, "V'zeis v'anovim leischot at all v'msachat chayiv chatas v'squeezed chayiv chatas." So kashal rav, kashal shmuv, kashal rav yechna. Why? Because the Reisha says you let us squeeze pickled vegetables. It sounds like for anything, even for lemei mayim. And everyone agreed lemei mayim was aser. Some said chayiv chatas, but everyone agreed it was aser. So either way, this Brayis is shver on everyone. Shver on rav, shver on shmuv, shver on yechna. So the Gemara, Rav Mataras Tamei, Shmuel Mataras Tamei, Rav Yechon Mataras Tamei, every one of the Meroyim answer according to their own understanding of the sugya. Rav Matar Satamei, and this day reads the Braisa. Serichtim kvashim Shabbos, Serich Shabbos, let us squeeze pickled vegetables, the Serich Shabbos, Avloy Lamatsa Shabbos, Benaf Matsa Shabbos, but what? Medvar Burim, Legufon, only excess water, Avloy Lamayim, but for the juice, for the pickled juice itself, it's part of us, you know, do it, it's part of us, it's also to do it. Shlaka is Ben Legufon, Ben Lamayim Mutter, but Shlaka is cooked vegetables, or Mutter, Sai, Gufon, Sai, Mayim. Like we said, because that's food. That's the way he learns the Braisa. Has Shmuel Matar the Braisa. Shmuel Matar Tamei. Seichtim Kvashim Shabbos Serich Shabbos. You can squeeze vegetables of Serich Shabbos. But what then? L'shlokas. L'shlokas have the same thing. But Medvar Amurim, both of them, only Legufon, only the excess water. Avalon Amei, if you want the juice to coming out of the vegetable, cooked vegetables or the pickled vegetables, that's Aser, part of Aser. Vezeitim Nolay Yisrael Mishach Chayim Chatos. There's another one's chayim chatos. Yerichim taras tamei, seichtim kvashim tzarech Shabbos. He reads the brides like this. You let us squeeze kvashim tzarech Shabbos, a little matzah Shabbos, not matzah Shabbos. Echad kvashim echad shlokas. Medvar amurim, legufon, only if you're doing it for excess water. Avala memehem, le yeschot, you now do it. Vim sochat, nasa, kemisha sochat, zeis vanovim chayim chatos. If someone went ahead and did it, it's just like it is zeis vanovim, in chayim chatos. And that's clearly the three shittas we have, Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yechon. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Chia Ba'ashi Om Rav Dvar Toira Enoi Chayiv Ela Adrisa Zeisim Vanovim Bavad. This is Rav Shitasa according to Tosfos. Rav holds that Dvar Toira only Chayiv on Zeisim Vanovim. And Rashi says the reason is because that's the Ur Chayiv. That's the normal thing. That's the normal thing you squeeze. But other things are not normal and therefore it's not the same Lav Malacha Medaraisa. So he said that only thing that's chayiv with the raisa on schita is zeisin vanovim. Mechin toni the beimenasha, the var toyer and chayiv al drisa zeisin vanovim bavad. You only chayiv on drisa zeisin vanovim bavad. And once he mentioned this thing, he mentioned a few other halacha, another halacha. Another halacha is vein ein aid me pi aid kosher. The aid me pi aid. The halacha is you're not allowed to hear aid is for another aid. You have to see it yourself. So it's not kosher. Ella on top of mehem hayam veis. Ella leidus isha bavad. Only for Edis for Aguna. Aguna, whose husband disappeared, that's where you're allowed to use the Eid Repia. Only for Edis Isha Bavad and nothing else. You can't use it for anything else. You can't use Eid Repia for anything else. Clarice the Gemara Shaila. Boilu, Eid Repia le Edis Bechar Maha. What's Edis Bechar? The halacha is that you have to give the firstborn behemoth to the Kayin. Now, if it's a behemoth that has no mum, no blemish, you have to, the Kayin has to bring it for a carbon. But if it has a mum, the Kohen can keep it himself and shecht it and sell it to the nearest butcher shop. So it's worth a lot of money for him. So the Kohen a lot of times wants to have a mum. So the Kohen comes to bring it to the Chacham and says, look, it has a mum. Could I eat it myself? Was scared he did it himself. So therefore he has to bring Edus that he didn't make the mum. He has to bring Edus that he didn't make the mum, that the mum happened by itself. So what about that Edus that you're using? So if it's Eid Echad, it's two Edim. But that Eid or Eid Echad that you're using to say Edus on the Bechar could be Eid P. Eid. So it's the Maharaj has Shaila. He used Eid and P.A. Eid and P.A. He didn't see himself. He heard from different Eid. Rav Ami Osir says it can't be Eid and P.A. Rav Asi Shari says Mutter. Only Rav Ami le Rav Asi. But Tana de Menashe said Eid and P.A. Kosher El Is B'Vavad. He said Eid and P.A. is only kosher by Aguna, not by Bechar. So Gemara says, look at this here, read it. Ema le Eidus Shaisha Kasher El B'Vavad. Only something that Isha is kosher for, which is what? Eidus of Bechar, the Rabbana will make and said a lady is kosher for that Eid. And therefore, you could even fit it into his words that ain't aid period kosher, ella is something that an isha is kosher for. And the Gemara ends off, Rav Yemar Achsher aid period Bukhar, he was matter aid period for Bukhar, Kari Allah Marema, Rema called on him, Yemar Shari Bukhra, he's Yemar who's matter Bukharis. Vahilkas, what's a lakalamaisa? Aid period kosher Bukhar, aid period is kosher for aidus of a Bukhar.